Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A mixed bag of rulings for the Trump administration from the Supreme Court yesterday, where it was a victory for the Manhattan District Attorney, whose grand jury subpoenaed financial documents from the Trump Organization as part of a case there, including his tax returns. But House Democrats were denied the ability to get that same information. To break it down, we bring in former National Young Republican Chair and GOP National Committeewoman for Maryland, Nicolie Ambrose. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I am good. So what's your take on what the Supreme Court ruled yesterday?
Okay. So if the whole point of these lawsuits was political, then yesterday's SCOTUS ruling was a victory for the president. Because given the timeline these two cases will take, this information will not be available until after the 2020 election. So legally, right, since these cases are remanded or have to go back to the lower courts, We know we have several things going, but here's some clear language in this ruling, in the 7-2 ruling that I want to point out. And remember, the seven justices who voted, who signed this majority ruling, are Chief Justice Roberts, who penned it, you know, Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, plus Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And here is a very key statement. Quote, "A limitless subpoena power could transform the established practice of the political branches and allow Congress to aggrandize itself at the president's expense. These separation of power concerns are unmistakably implicated by the subpoenas here, which represent not a run-of-the-mill legislative effort, but rather a clash between rival branches of government over records of intense political interest for all involved." So, long story short, I take that as a severe reprimand of Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives.
Yeah, it does appear to be so. And, you know, it's interesting that that reprimand came from some of the liberal justices as well.
Exactly.
who had the foresight to understand that it could be a Republican Congress and a Democratic president in future decades or years or whatever, and that is that was the wisdom of the court there. But it's interesting that politically it's a clear victory for the president because it keeps it all locked away through the election. But is it surprising to you at all that the rulings were different for the House Democrats as opposed to the Manhattan District Attorney?
You know, you have to wonder how much of this is because, right, there are two very clear and different paths here. Because Congress is not getting the president's tax returns, which, by the way, there is no legal requirement for this. Come on now, folks. The Congress would leak it in 2 seconds, and you would have people trying to, you know, make huge global pronouncements based on single lines of the president's tax returns. That is not going to happen, so they can't be leaked. Conversely, by this proceeding, the Manhattan case proceeding, it goes to a grand jury. And there are severe legal consequences for leaking those confidential documents in grand jury proceedings, which is also what's going to, you know, it's a very extended process to go through that. So we will not be seeing this splashed across the pages of the New York Times every other day. What was also interesting was Alito's concern and how much he highlighted the political nature of this. And if you look at that Manhattan prosecutor, his name is Cyrus Vance Jr. Well, where have we seen that name before? Well, his father, Cyrus Vance Sr., was Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State. When Jr. left Seattle, because apparently it wasn't liberal enough for him, he moved to New York with the intention of becoming DA. And this is clearly a politically motivated prosecution. And Alito went out of his way to explain that and point out how political he thought that whole process was and what a concern that is, that basically in opening this up, that legally you can just have politically elected official after DA after another going after whomever they don't like for political reasons.
We're talking to Nicole Ambrose, the GOP National Committee woman for Maryland, former National Young Republican chair, about the Supreme Court rulings yesterday. So politically, this is clearly a victory for the president. But from a standpoint of ramifications of these rulings, is there any other fallout or consequences from these rulings that we should be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you highlighted it very well that, you know, you basically now have to worry about locally elected political prosecutors going after the president of the United States and just taking a lot of manpower and, quite frankly, a lot of taxpayer dollars. What I see here is dollar signs. From a good governance standpoint, this is a bit disconcerting because, first of all, for the taxpayers of New York, they're going to be spending just millions upon millions of dollars on these never-ending cases. You know, the question is, when President Trump's no longer president, and for my case, I hope that's not till 2025, you know, are these cases going to go till then and beyond? It's nuts. You know, you have to feel sorry for the president for all the money he's going to have to spend on this. But from a good governance standpoint, from a political persecution standpoint, and prosecution, both P words, it's very troublesome. From a congressional standpoint, we'll hope they'll take these warnings to be less political in how they spend their time in Congress, but I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah, me either. Great insight. Thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Great chatting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.